Sachet Shvias Parakei Mishnah Hey Meimasai Mutar Adam Likach Loaf the Moitoi Shvias. What is a person allowed to buy loaf, a type of onion, on Moitoi Shvias? Meaning to say that somebody finds loaf for sale after the year of Shemitah has been completed. At what point does he no longer need to be concerned that maybe this loaf actually grew on Shvias and it has Kedusha Shvias? And the person who was selling it and brought it out of storage to sell it didn't actually store it from the sixth year. Instead, he uprooted it on Shvias itself, and it has Kedusha Shvias, and he put it into storage. And now he's selling it on Masai Shvias and pretending as if he had stored it already from prior to Shvias. Rabbi Huda Aimer Miyad. Rabbi Huda says you can buy the loaf immediately after the year of Shemitah has been completed, and you don't have to be concerned that he uprooted it during the year of Shvias, and it actually has Kedusha Shvias. Instead, you could be assured that he had stored it from the sixth year, and it does not have Kedusha Shvias. The reason being that since we saw in the previous mission that when a person uproots loaf during the year of Shvias, he must uproot it with a shinut differently than he normally does it. So a person would not go through all that effort to uproot the loaf during the year of Shvias with a shinut and then put it into storage and then keep it till after Shvias and then sell it after Shvias as if he has stored it all the way from the sixth year. Instead, you could be assured that the loaf you're buying after Shvias had actually been stored from the sixth year. But if a person is selling the loaf during the year of Shvias itself, even though he claims he had brought it out of storage and he stored it from the sixth year, you would not be allowed to buy the loaf during Shvias, as you have to be afraid that he actually uprooted it immediately and is selling it to you right now. Even though he has to uproot it with the shinoi, since he's making the sale immediately, it'll be worthwhile for him to uproot it with the shinoi and sell it right away during the year of Shvias. But if you're buying it after Shvias, and if it has Kedusha Shvias, that would have meant that the person uprooted it and then put it into storage and kept it for after Shvias, the person would not go through all that effort to make a sale after Shvias. Instead, he had stored it all the way from the sixth year. Now, as opposed to other types of vegetables that are for sale after Shvias, Rabbi Yehuda would admit that you cannot buy other types of vegetables immediately after Shvias. And since other types of vegetables, when they are uprooted during the year of Shvias, does not require a shinoi, you can uproot them in the normal way. So we have to be afraid that the vegetables that are being sold were actually uprooted on Shvias and kept in storage till after Shvias. And since you don't need to go through the trouble of uprooting it in a way that normally you do not uproot vegetables, maybe the person uprooted it during Shvias, put it into storage, and sold it after Shvias. But when it comes to love, Rabbi Huda holds, you can buy it immediately after Shvias. The Chacham Aimrim Mishayir Bahachar, the Chacham argues Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Chacham, there is no difference between loaf and any other type of vegetable. Just like when it comes to other types of vegetables, you can't buy them immediately after Shvias, that you have to be afraid they really have Kedusha Shvias and they are uprooted during the year of Shvias and put into storage until after Shvias. So too, by loaf, we have to be concerned that it was uprooted during Shvias and kept it stored until after Shvias. So therefore, you cannot buy loaf after Shvias until the new crop had already grown. Once the new crop had already grown after Shvias, then you could assume that the loaf being sold comes from the new crop that was grown after Shvias. But until then, you cannot buy loaf after Shvias, according to the Chacham. So Shvias Parakei Mission above Elu Kelim She'ena Uma. The following utensils, the craftsman is not allowed to sell them on Shvias. The following utensils are used exclusively for things that are also on Shvias. They're used for working on the ground on Shvias. So therefore, you're not allowed to sell them to somebody who is suspect to doing an Isser and working on the ground during Shvias. As the Pasuk says, L'pnei Iver, lo sitein mechshol, in front of a blind man, you should not put a stumbling block. Meaning to say, somebody who the Yetzer Hara has blinded his eyes, you should not blind him further by making it easier for him to do the Isser by selling him utensils that could be used to work on the ground during Shvias, which is awesome. Machresha, the Kol Kelah, a plow and all of its accessories. Ha'ol, Ba'mizra, Be'hadzekim, a yoke and a winnower and a shovel. All these things are used exclusively for things that are also on Shvias, so therefore it's forbidden to sell them to somebody who is suspect to working on the ground during Shvias. But you are allowed to sell on Shvias, even to somebody who is suspect of doing an Isser on Shvias, a hand sickle, or sickle that's used for harvesting grain, or a wagon and all of its accessories. And these things are not necessarily used for something that's Isser on Shvias. They are sometimes used for things that are Mutar on Shvias. For example, if you want to cut down a little bit of the grain that is half-grown spear. A gold pair of spears is half-grown. You're allowed to go in and cut down a little bit and bring it to your house. It's only up to cut down a lot in order to store it. That would be forbidden on spear. But to go into somebody's field and cut down a little bit, that would be mutter. So maybe he needs a sickle to cut the tefillah, and he needs a wagon to bring the tefillah to his house. So since these things are not necessarily used for something that's usher, it's mutter to sell them on shvias. Zeh haklal, this is the general rule. Kol shemalachto miucheres la'aveira usher. Anytime you're selling a kli that's exclusively used for an aveira, for something that is usher on shvias, such a kli you're not allowed to sell to somebody that's suspected of doing an isra on shvias. Lastly, the lahaser are mutter. But if the utensil that you're selling is not only used for something that's usher, but it also has uses for avodah that's mutter on shvias, such a utensil you are allowed to sell on shvias, even if somebody who's suspect to doing isra on shvias.